What is up, guys? Welcome back to my podcast. This is Empowering the Future of Agriculture with Carson Osteen. I'm your host, Carson, and today it is finally time for episode 3. I can't believe we're already 3 episodes into this podcast, and honestly, I'm really enjoying and being able to do this. You know, the first episode was kind of only like 10 minutes long, short and sweet. Gets the point across of what I was trying to, you know, tell everybody. The second episode was about my entire FFA journey from the start all the way to where it is right now. And today's episode, I really want to dive into how I, Carson Osteen, am rooted in the ag industry. Now, I wouldn't say that I'm directly rooted, like I'm not a farmer. I'm not related to any farmers. I haven't been one. I don't raise livestock. I don't do none of that stuff. So I don't want to say that I'm directly rooted into the ag industry, right? Like, you know, by saying that. So I wanted to really dive into that today, since my roots within the industry are probably different than absolutely everybody else's. And that's one thing that I believe makes you like you. The way you're rooted into something can be completely different from somebody else. You know, we've got people in the ag industry who have been raised into their farm. They're like fifth generation farmers. You have all these people, and then some people might not be rooted like that. They might have grown up around agriculture. They might know what agriculture is. They know all this stuff, but they, you know, they've been rooted in a different way. And like I said, today I really wanted to dive into that. And another thing that I really wanted to say is, I don't know if y'all have been able to tell, but when I get started about talking about something, I really don't stop. And I feel like that's what today's episode is going to be about. I really just want to walk through from the time I was born all the way up till now, and how agriculture has continued to be in my life, and exactly, like, I want to pinpoint exactly which areas of it have been in my life. And yeah, so I'm going to go on and get started. So starting off, I really was introduced to agriculture when I was around 3 or so. I started coming to a farm that was out in Nutbush. It's part of Haywood County. You know, it's actually, fun fact, Haywood County is where Tina Turner was born. I don't know if any of y'all know that about our county. But yeah, that's a fun fact. Nutbush is where Tina Turner was born. I grew up in Haywood County. And there's a farm out there that I used to go to all the time. This farm was a Case IH farm to the T. There was not a lick of John Deere green on that farm, and that kind of started off my love for Case. And yeah, that's a hot topic. There's a lot of John Deere people out there that are probably going to listen to this and be like, ew, he likes Case. Anyways, but I was a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6 maybe, and I'm growing up around these big old red tractors, these combines, these cotton pickers, everything. I see them all. And one of my favorite things about, like, being around that farm had to be riding the cotton pickers. Now, these cotton pickers are very much obsolete nowadays, but it was the Case IH Module Express 635s. And honestly, every single chance that I got to ride into one of them things, I did. And I was just so fascinated with how the packing worked, even if it was the worst on the market. If a module builder did better than that cotton picker, you know, we have problems. But just sitting there and wondering as a 5, 6, 7-year-old, how exactly does the cotton get packed into this bale and then they throw a tarp on top of it? Like, there were so many things that I just wondered about. And that's one thing when you're a kid that I really, really like. You're always wondering how something works. And that's exactly how I was with the first little bit of agriculture that I was around. I wondered all the time, how does this do that? How does this do this? And I still wonder that way too with a lot of the stuff about the ag industry. Like, how does a round bale picker work? How does, how do you dry the corn or anything like that? There's so many things that I really wonder about with our industry. And I would love to say that wonder really started when I was, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old on that farm. And honestly, like, there's so many things from that farm that I still remember. One day I got out of one of the big old big trucks and there was a huge pond of water, which I was probably tiny. So of course it was going to seem huge to me, but There's a big old puddle of water, and I just had to jump over it to get, you know, out of it, because it would just, like, been a big old rainstorm. And yeah, I have memories of climbing up in a, this is going to sound really bad, I hope OSHA's not listening, I know they're not, but I have a memory of being about 5, 6 years old, and I climbed up in the corn header, because we had just finished corn harvest, and I wanted to, you know, be like the big people and help them get the leftover shell, or what? Oh my gosh, I'm blanking. Get the leftover corn stalks out of there, get all of that just out and clean it. And I quickly got in trouble for doing that, but that's besides the point. I had that industry love that I had the love for that industry that has really, really started. And I believe it really started right there, because after I, you know, became involved, well, not, I wouldn't say become involved, but after I began to be present around the equipment and start to learn all about the big red machines, as you would call them, I started to grow that love a lot more. And that love continued to grow, and that led to me getting my first toy tractor, which, oh my gosh, I kept Ertl in business back in the day. I love to have the toy tractors, every single one. I could have a hay baler, combine, cotton picker, tractor sprayer, every single piece of machinery, tillage, equipment, planters, everything. I had it, and I still actually have it in a box under my bed. I had everything like that. And every single day, I'd pull out the toy tractors, and I would literally sit there and play with them for hours and hours and hours at a time. This has just been one of the ways that I really like think that I have been deeply rooted into the industry. I mean, starting off that newfound love when I was 6 years old, 7 years old, I really think that kicked it off. Now, looking back at it now, if it was about 2 years or so, if it was during COVID, would I think that the love that I had 8 years ago would be, you know, coming back and really growing? No, I would have looked at you and probably laughed. When it was COVID time, I just wanted to be something in sports. I wanted to be like a game day coordinator for the St. Louis Cardinals or like the Tennessee Titans or something like that. Some kind of stadium operations coordinator. That's what I wanted to be. I didn't want to touch agriculture. I didn't really think agriculture was anything other than cows and plows at that point. And now that I'm looking back at it, if I didn't have that foundation, which I had set when I was 5 to 6 years old, then I probably wouldn't be sitting here talking to y'all right now. But back to that time, around that time, I also picked up on what Farming Simulator was. I know it's a game, it's a video game, and I think it was Farming Simulator 14 or 15. I think it was 14. It had just come out on the PlayStation 3, and I was excited. I didn't know what that game was. I just saw it had a big red tractor on the front of it, and that I could be a farmer. And honestly, like, growing up, that's kind of what I wanted to be for a while. I wanted to grow up around farming stuff. I wanted to be a farmer, all that kind of stuff. And I would really say that picking up that video game controller, which is the weirdest way to put this, but picking up that video game controller really started to give me a bigger understanding of what farming is. If you guys don't know, Farming Simulator is basically a video game that is you farming digitally. I know that kind of sounds like, oh, he's just cheating his way, getting money, all this kind of stuff. But like, Farming Simulator is like one of those games that you're not going to sit there, you're not killing people, you're not doing all this kind of stuff that you do on any other video games. It's really a game that you just sit back and run a farm. And I would say back in 2014 when I first started playing that game, I think this is actually 2013, but back around then when I first started playing that game, there's that other love. I saw them big red tractors and I wanted to drive them big red tractors, even if it was through a TV. And me playing that game continued to teach me, like, oh yeah, corn is this, and this is what you do with corn. Soybeans do this, this is what you do with soybeans, and wheat, and etc. And there was always just something there for agriculture. It was just that little spark, or, spark, what's the word? There's this little I would say Spark. That was just growing and growing and growing. And I wouldn't say that that spark had a flame lit to it until recently, but it's just always been there and building and building. And I would really say that it is because I grew up for a few years around the ag industry. I grew up for a few years playing the video game known as Farming Simulator, and I just really had that knowledge and want to learn more about the industry, and I believe I did that. Fast forward a few years, it's around the time I turned 10, 11, 12 years old, so around 2016, 17, 18, I think. I'm starting to learn more, and my dad actually started to move. He moved to a area that was around a bunch of cotton farms, and you know, he's close friends with some of the farmers out there. And I started to really talk to those farmers and just see what it was like. Eventually, I got to ride in one of them big old green cotton pickers, the John Deere CP690s. And I was just fascinated with watching how every little bit of the digital, the screens in the cotton pickers worked. I was absolutely on cloud nine. I did not know exactly what was going on, but every time that I would look at one of those monitors in the cab, I'd be like, oh, what does this do? What does this do? How do you know that the bell is about to be released? Like, all this kind of stuff, because you know the John Deere pickers, they're on-the-go pickers. You pick, and the bell just drops automatically, and that is something that I'm fascinated about. It was one of those things that I really just wanted to know, how does it work? And that's going to be a common question that I really asked myself multiple times throughout, like, my upcoming in the industry. And, like, I think that's something that you have to ask yourself for anything. How does it work? How, like, just the how-to questions are some of the best things. And honestly, that's kind of why I wanted to dive into that on one of my series I did previously on my Instagram page. It was just how to do this, how to do that. How does this work? How does, you know, and with the industry itself, like, that's something that I've always, like, grown up. How does a cotton gin work? How does a granary work? Like, there's just all of these things that continue to grow me as a upcoming, you could say, ag person. Let's just put it that way. And I wouldn't say that I'm, you know, head first everything into the industry right now. But, you know, it's kind of that seed that was planted forever ago. And I'd say it's finally starting to grow, but the roots are deep is what I'm going to say. And they have continued to grow deep. And over the past few years, I would say they got a lot deeper. So back in 2018, when this actually ties right back into the Farming Simulator thing. Back in 2018, when Farming Simulator 19 was released, there was a bunch of buzz around cotton being in the game. And if you know anything about me, is I am obsessed with how cotton works, the whole entire planting, defoliating, harvest process, everything about cotton, I want to know about it. And that's just something that continued to grow. And I saw in FS19, I'm just going to, you know, abbreviate. I'm an abbreviation person, if you can't tell, but yeah. Back in FS19, there was also news that John Deere was put into the game. Now, did I care about John Deere? No. But did I care about cotton? Yes. And the cover was of the old Case IH Module Express 635, which was the cotton picker I grew up on. And seeing that in that game kind of made me like, oh boy, there's a thing that I grew up around in a video game that I could, you know, learn more about and play when I'm bored, or instead of just scrolling on social media, I can be playing on this and learning more about it. And eventually that game released and I dove in head first. I started playing it, and of course I love the cotton. It was really, really cool just learning how each part of the Module Express, like, worked on a video game. With the company that makes these games, they are very, like, detail-oriented. Every single thing has a astronomical amount of detail to it. And that's something that I really liked. I liked seeing every little bit of detail. And whether that be like the sides moving up and down when it's unfolding, or when the baler or when the back is opening up to drop the bale off. I always love to just see exactly how that stuff moves, how it works, what does what, why is this doing that? And like, I believe that game gave me the chance to do that. And also diving into it, I believe there was also another crop. I think it was oats and like horses and livestock and all that. I'll get into that in a second, but there's other crops in these games that really gave me a newfound, I guess, interest in those crops. Like, did I know anything about sunflowers before I started playing that game? No. Do I know a lot more about sunflowers and how they work? Why do they get planted? Why are they harvested and all that now? Yes. Same with like Milo, for example, or sorghum. I've seen it every now and then over here in West Tennessee. I think the last time I seen it was actually like 2017, so it's been a minute. But now that I've played these games, I have dove into it and got a new interest, and like I know more about these things just because I dove into it and played a video game. Now it just seems weird saying, "Oh yeah, you played a video game and you learned all this stuff." But I have. Like, that's the weirdest part of it. But yeah. So, and this is also where I would like to say that I learned so much about these other brands in the industry. Not just Case IH and John Deere, but maybe like Fendt, Versatile, and AGCO in general is like the Challenger Fendt, and there's another one. I can't think of it right now. Challenger Fendt, and there's one more. But yeah. AGCO is one, Versatile, all of that. I wouldn't really know much about it if it wasn't for that game. And then this is also jumping over to like over the sea agriculture. Like, it dives into the way European agriculture is and not just American agriculture. And that's something that I really like to know about too. Yes, I love to talk about American agriculture, but I would love to see how agriculture works in other countries like the Europe area. Maybe even Canada, Mexico, South America, everything like that. I'd love to see how their agriculture works, because you can't grow cotton in Europe. You have to grow your oats, your wheat, your barley, all of that can grow. Like, your grains can grow in Europe, but you can't grow cotton in Europe, but you can grow cotton in America. All that kind of stuff. I just love to dive in and see how that, works. And I'd also, to wrap up what Farming Simulator 19 did for me, it really just gave me a, I guess foundational knowledge of each like crop that it had, brands and everything like that, and it just continued to grow my love for the industry. But I really wouldn't say that I was into it then, but I think that story is about to come up. So a few years later, the company that makes Farming Simulator announced that there would be another game coming out called Farming Simulator 22, and oh boy, was I excited. Now, I was there to watch like one of the first trailers that came out, and I saw that there's vineyards in it, and that's a new form of agriculture that I knew nothing about. And I think that really started to spark something in me. Seeing like, oh, that's a grape harvester. And I don't know if anybody else knows these series, but how it or oh my gosh, Mighty Machines, that's what it's called. Mighty Machines was something I watched back in the day, and it had a episode of grape harvesting, and I absolutely was amazed. I wanted to know, why don't we do this in West Tennessee? Like, I don't think I've ever seen a grape, like a vineyard that's been used for like grape harvesting and all of that. But I think that's something that I really wanted to know more about. And seeing that it was going to be in a video game that I played regularly, I thought that was going to be a really good chance for me to learn about it and know more. And there was also olives in there too. And that was another thing. I don't know nothing about olives, but I knew that if I started off this video game, I would start to learn more about olives, vineyards, anything to deal with that. And also, the livestock whole aspect in Farming Simulator, I never grew up around animals. I had there's cows beside my house. That's the closest I've got to livestock. They're not my cows, but there's cows. And I didn't know, yeah, there's different cows for like dairy, beef. I mean, I knew the idea of these things, but I didn't really know the deep into it knowledge. And I think, like, as weird as it sounds, I think a video game taught me that. Like, you have to use a cow, like, a different cow for this versus that. Horses are the same way. You got to use pigs, like, goats, sheep, everything to deal with that. Like, it's just something that as little as a video game can teach you. And I know I sound about as weird as a doornail trying to say all this, but it's true. Everybody else has a different upcoming in the industry, and I think mine is really ordinary and weird at the same time, because I'm literally sitting here saying, oh yeah, I came up through a video game. And not many people, you know, say that. And it's kind of funny the more that you think about it. And it's very original, and that's what I like about some things, and I like to be original. So, but yeah, this game comes out, and I spend hours upon hours upon hours playing it. And it really just started to give me exactly what I was wanting. The whole knowledge and, you know, idea that there's more in the industry other than corn, beans, cotton, and wheat. I think that's what we plant around here. But there's more to the industry than that and cows. And that's honestly, if it wasn't for the little bit of these video games that I've had, that's all I would think about. I'd only think that there's cotton, corn, wheat and beans, and cows. Like, that's all I would know there is in the industry. And I have no doubt that it would have came another way. But I believe, like, getting the hands-on experience that a video game offers really helped me to find the more in-depth and intricate parts of the industry. And honestly, they have taught me so much, like, about different brands. Like, say, for example, I didn't know Demco made grain buggies and augers for grain bins. I didn't know Case IH made all of the things they did. I didn't know John Deere does all the things they did. I didn't know AGCO was broken into, like, many different, you know, companies. There's just so many things that I don't know, and I learned it all from a video game. It's something that's funny to, you know, say, but it's true. And, you know, maybe about a year ago, my dad got some animals, and of course it's just goats and chickens, and you know, I started to really learn there about chickens and goats and how they work, how they live, the egg stuff, and everything to deal with that. And it's really made me wonder, like, recently, like, could I make a agribusiness SAE out of this? And I really thought about doing it, but, like, it's just something I can't get going. I've thought about really diving into the poultry stuff. Not long ago, I thought of the idea to do some kind of poultry operation, but I really just didn't. I don't know why I didn't, but I didn't. Like, that's the thing. I didn't really do it, but I have the resources to do it. I could do it. I just don't really know where to get started with it, but it's definitely something that I really want to try in the future. And I think it will start to really teach me more about the industry. Like, there's many things that I've studied over the past. This is my third year in high school. And there's many things that I've studied over the past 2 years, like, horticulture wise, that has, like, you know, taught me on the industry. And I think that I will continue to grow deeper in knowledge and wisdom and everything about the industry. And I have no doubt that over the next 2 years or the rest of my life, that eventually, if I do finally decide to go into ag marketing, that I will have a lot more knowledge per se than some might, because there's some things that I might look into that other people may not, or there's some little weird facts about some machinery that I might know that somebody might not. And that's something about me too. Like, I pick up on the little weird things. I don't know if I've ever told anybody that, but it's just something that makes me me, I guess. And like I said, I have no doubt that that'll continue to grow. But back to my little dad's operation. We've got about, I think it's 30 something chickens by now, and they've got two goats, and these chickens are a mess. When I tell you they're a mess, they're a mess. And, you know, I know this is nothing on the scale of a chicken farm or poultry operation or anything to do with that. Like a Tyson poultry operation, it is nothing close to the scale. But that's fine. I think that you're able to learn a lot more based on, like, you know, the little levels and everything like that. And I think his little, whatever we got going on out there, does give me the chance to do that. You know, I start to learn, oh yeah, this is a rooster. This is not a rooster. This is a hen. Like, you know, I start to learn about the egg fertilization, the time you have to hurry up and get them eggs before they get fertilized and you have baby chickens accidentally. Like, there's so many things that I have learned through the little conundrum out there. And, I know I'll continue to do that. Like goats, I've learned so many things about goats. Weird enough, I have. But, them goats are a hoot, by the way. But it's knowledge that I'll continue to probably grow on. And it's a weird, I would say, root system in the industry, but I wouldn't say that it's too weird. I would just call it original. And that's just something that I like to say. I feel original with some things that I say, and I think this is one of the biggest things that just makes me me. I didn't have a common, you know, upbringing in the industry. I didn't grow up on a cow farm. I didn't grow up on a row crop farm, cotton farm, anything like that. I was just brought around it a lot when I was little, and I would say just there's these little factors, like the toy tractors that I played with for years and years, that just got me going. Like, I busted my head open when I was 3 holding 2 toy combines because I didn't want to hold onto the ropes of the swing, and the incentive to get my head stapled back was to buy me a toy cotton picker. Like, there's just these funny little stories that I have that honestly are, I guess, what make me me with the industry. And I know once I started FFA in 2022, I didn't know what the heck I had going on. Did I know anything about I knew a few things about agriculture, but did I want to apply that knowledge and really start diving into it? No, I didn't. And, you know, that's something that I decided, yeah, I have to start looking into this. I have to start diving into it. And I think that really didn't start, like, playing into my thoughts until probably around my state convention, my freshman year. Yeah, so 2023. That really didn't start playing a role into my, like, knowledge until that time when I went to, I think it was a workshop on land surveying. Don't know why I was in there because I could care less. I mean, I'm not saying I could care less because it's a really, really important industry, but it's just an industry that I really don't see myself going into. But like I said, it's really important. I like to learn about it, but it wasn't my cup of tea, per se. And I know it really didn't start sinking in that, oh yeah, the ag industry is where I want to be, until probably when I was starting to look into my SAE, I did not know what I wanted to do. And I really didn't start diving into it till the end of my freshman year. I started looking around and I heard of agribusiness, and then I started to see what agribusiness offered, and then I was like, oh, money this, money that, that's a lot of work. And I'm not going to say I took the shortcut, but I saw ag communications is also a thing. And it just kind of struck me more, like, with the whole, you can market stuff to people and communicate with agriculturalists and everything that ag communications offers, that just really caught my attention. I've always been the kind to make videos and post and everything like that, like Canva. Oh, you got your guy right here. But I've always been that kind of person, and I feel like I could use that in the future. And I really think that going into like ag marketing or something with ag communications or agribusiness would be the best way for me to do that. And, you know, I, looking back 2 years ago, I would not be saying I'm going into the ag industry in two more years of high school and then like, you know, however many years of college. I wouldn't be saying that I'm going into the ag industry. I'd be saying, yeah, I'm going to be some kind of operations manager for a major league sports team. Like, that's just been my thing. That, or there was another thing I had recently. I can't remember what it is right now, but it was kind of funny. If it ever comes back to me, I'll probably say it in another episode. But it's just something that I've been, you know, it's not what I expected. But there's always weird plans out there, and I really think that I finally have found the one that I'm supposed to be going down. And, you know, this, the knowledge I've had for the past 16 years about agriculture, I think really will help me. And even if it is the weird fascination I have with Case IH tractors and H&R and everything to do with that, I think it'll help me in the long run. But I really want to ask everybody else to, like, come out and share their story with how they're rooted in the ag industry. And that's just something that I really would like to hear about from everybody. And I know everybody's, like I said, everybody's story is different, and that's what makes everybody's story, you know, their own. So I would challenge everybody, if you're listening to this and you've made it this far, first off, thank you, because I yap a lot. And if I kept your attention this long, then yeah. But share your story, like share how you're rooted in the industry, how you're rooted into agriculture. And honestly, I think once everybody starts sharing their story, it'll make it a lot better. I love to hear stories, like I said, and I really would like to hear what you all have, like how y'all are rooted in agriculture and everything to deal with that. But yeah, so I hope y'all enjoyed. This was episode 3 of the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast. Episode 4 will be out next week, and I'm going to go on and give y'all the topic. It will be talking about how can you turn discouragement into encouragement. It's a topic that I love to preach on because I've had a lot of it in my past. But I will see y'all back next week. I hope y'all have a great week, and yeah, so bye y'all.